The offensive line has been playing great football, and here to talk about it, Jeff Stoutland, offensive line coach, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. And I mean, coach, look, we all talked about this all through the spring, all through the summer. How would it work out? Well, we've seen through nine games very fine football, I imagine. What have you seen?
I've seen improvement, you know, and I kind of said that during camp. You know, to synchronize it all, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes cohesiveness, guys working together. You know, so we've had our group together now for a little bit, and then, you know, JP got injured, and now we have V in there. So, you know, this is what you go through in a National Football League, really at any level. Players get injured, so you have to be able to put the next guy in and hope that you can just pick up where you left off.
I'd love to go player by player, and because it's just each player has such an interesting story and has fit in so beautifully to this line. Let's start on the right side in Lane Johnson and the play that you've seen from him this year.
Outstanding play. Different player in all areas. Just his focus, his attention to detail. Even in meetings, he's been unbelievable. He's playing. He's at a different level right now, in my opinion.
He's always been talking like that he really wants to show that he can be the best right tackle in the game of football. Has it been that dramatic a jump?
Yes. He is on a mission, and he's biggest critic. I mean, he demands of himself. I don't really have to get on him at all. I just have to coach him on. You know, some players you need to You need to get on him and fire him up a little bit. Lane, it's just fundamentally, if you see something, nip it in the bud right away, and then because he'll do exactly what you tell him to do. Right now, he's at that point where you just say, Lane, this, that, or the other thing, and he has it. He fixes it, and he's back to normal.
Wonderful to watch. And then his partner on the right side, Brandon Brooks, is the one who's not getting a lot of attention but certainly seems to be playing great football.
He's gotten my attention. Brandon is a totally different player as well. I think the two of those guys have made the most, you know, improvement. Heck, I think they all have, to be honest with you, because Kelsey's in the same deal. Mm-hmm. But Brandon is, you know, people don't realize how, I know we all know how powerful he is, but you watch him run downfield, and, I mean, he's just a really athletic guy.
You know, Jason Kelsey, I remember talking to you in the spring and the summer, and Jason got a lot of heat from the outside. And you've always said that is not merited. That is not fair. Jason does a lot for us. He's the quarterback of that offensive line. I put a lot of responsibility on him. So tell me about Jason Kelsey in 2017.
Having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he's way more focused. He's his discipline in regards to the technique that he and I talk about is exceptional. And he's got a great mind. He's got a great football mind. And I think when you're that intelligent, sometimes you can overthink some things. I'm glad he has a great mind because we need him. We need him to do certain things for us in protections and a run game and all that stuff. But, you know, I think right now he's just doing his job and he's not trying to overdo anything else. And half of that is, like I said, we've asked him to do a lot for us and he still does a lot for us. But we're not asking him to be Superman. We just want him to do his job.
How's he done handling those big, massive.
Good. A lot better. Much better.
Is that a technique thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Wisniewski.
Yeah.
Who, every year you look up, he seems to be starting. Like, I look at his career, every year, he's like the, you know how Darren Sproles is the Swiss Army knife? I look at Wisniewski, I say, that guy, every time I look up, he's on the field playing football. Good player that, again, people outside really don't talk about.
The thing about Wiz, and I tell him this all the time to his face. I say, you know, you have this unbelievable ability to find your way like a puller up to the next level. Mm-hmm. Somehow he steps through trash, gets around this guy, mm-hmm. and ends up right on the guy he's supposed to block. Mm-hmm. Whereas maybe another guy runs full speed and he trips and falls and then he doesn't get there and the other guy makes the tackle.
Is that up here in his brain, his mind? Naturally.
Part of it is that he's just he's been involved in a lot of games, like you said. Mm-hmm. When you're in the game, not practice, not that practice isn't important, it's very important, but the speed of the actual game is so fast, you can't replicate it.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in those games. He understands. He's got, his body is He's been in those situations. So it's he's familiar with it. And his balance factor to me, not only, you know, like you talk about, he's here, so we know, but his balance and body control is really good. And so with that, with all of that wrapped up in one, you have a very productive football player. So when you're evaluating him against whoever, you just look, and you, if you just took like a pencil and you put down plus, negative, plus, you're going to have a lot of pluses on your sheet for Wiz, because he always gets on the guy he's supposed to block, and he makes the block.
Left tackle, Jason Peters goes out. I know what a deep emotional blow that was to everybody here, how much everybody loves him. You got to recover really quickly and get a young kid ready to go into left tackle who had never played left tackle in a regular season game in the NFL, right? So how tough was it? How much credit do you give Big V for stepping in there and doing the job?
I give him a lot of credit. You know, we push the players even during OTAs. I know these situations happen. They happen every year. And whoever you are, and I make the players very aware of this, whoever you are, wherever you are, when a situation comes up, it's your job to be prepared and ready to go. And so you're going to act that way in practice. You're going to act that way in OTAs. You're going to act that way in meetings. When I go through my question and answer period, you're going to know your stuff inside and out. So you're going to be ready to go at any moment. And I think V did a great job with that.
Is he, big picture, best suited left side, right side, to be determined?
No, I think his natural, coming here from college at TCU, he was at left tackle.
Okay.
That's what he played. And I think we moved him over to the right side, and he's been there for, you know, 2 years or whatever. And I think he's a natural left tackle, and that's why when you guys asked us, do you want to, you know, should you have moved Lane over or whatever, at the end of the day, when you blink, no, you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you got to move two guys. V's a good left tackle. He's a natural left tackle. Lane's having an outstanding season. Why go there?
Right. It's crazy. I'm black and blue. We're ready to go here. Jeff Stoutland in studio, offensive line coach, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson.